Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday! Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, as always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, July 25th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hey, what's up? Happy Friday, all.
Said this earlier this week. This is your last week without NFL football.
It's glorious.
Pretty cool.
It's fantastic.
Hall of Fame game, I believe, on Thursday.
It is Thursday, yeah.
Chargers, Commanders Lions. Preseason game will be the following week.
Love it.
So the NFL season is upon us. We're going to talk to our pal Chris Russell from the Team 980. Little colleague check-in coming up at 7:25.
Excellent.
He's been out at Commanders training camp. EB will help us hit the skins at 7 o'clock. We got our Junkies weekend parlay. Bish Bucks taking another Friday off. A little jealous, envious of a three-day weekend.
Who doesn't love a three-day weekend? They're amazing. They're
fantastic. We just get 3 days of good sleep.
It's great. It's the best.
Three days of good sleep.
No one cares, but my alarm actually woke me up today, which is like it's like sent from heaven. That means I was sleeping. Until, you know, my alarm went off, which never happens. It means I was actually asleep.
Excellent. Did you get some good REM? Do you have one of those apps which tracks your sleep? You probably have it.
I used to. It'd be very depressing. I didn't like it.
You don't want to see the stats.
I actually didn't like it. It was too broken, and then I saw like my heart rate would get so slow, which is probably a good thing, but it just would scare me. And I was like,
how low?
I don't know, like in the 40s or something, like when you're sleeping. And I was like,
Seems pretty low.
I think your body's just like going into like a cocoon.
It's
normal.
I think it's probably normal.
Pulse to go low.
I would look at my stats in the morning. I'm like, yeah, this is unnerving.
Yeah.
I'd rather not know.
So when I walked in here, Patricia from El Zol was walking in, and I asked her in Spanish how the interview went. Now she shot back in English. Sometimes we converse in Spanish.
Yeah.
But she was like, it was an interview.
Yeah, right.
But I think that they got kind of the raw end of the deal, that it was towards the end of their show. We spent a lot of time with Mayor Bowser.
Well, I really was conscious of that when they said that she got to do the others. Yeah, we should let her
know. Yeah, which was definitely very caring of you.
Well,
but they still got kind of shafted with the time.
Yeah.
But interestingly, after she did our show and she did the round of shows here, PGC and El Zol.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Tailgate Ted was introducing her in D.C. in this huge rally.
Look, he said he might get involved in politics. He's weaseling his way in. He's sticking his foot in the door. Good for him.
But it really was almost a victory lap. I know it's not official, but after the show, Phil Mendelson chimes in. So they've reached an amended deal.
Yeah. So now it's up for a vote. It's going to have to pass two votes. One on August 1st, and the second, I believe, is on September 17th.
Let me just say something. First of all, I thought we were great with her.
I mean, thought she was awesome.
Well, I'm not making it about us.
I understood.
I thought we were great.
As a group, yes.
I thought we were great.
I concur.
And I actually think, even though like no one cares what anybody thinks politically, and that's fine, my politics are probably 100% different than hers. I didn't find her to be ideological. Like, I found her to be like a driven person. It could probably run for any party. Like, she just likes to get stuff done.
Yeah.
So I actually did find her charming. I liked her. And I didn't feel like she came in here with like a political agenda per se, that she's just a person that wants to get things done.
Yeah, she seems to want to do things right for the city.
Yeah, like, I think there was some genuineness to it. So I actually really liked her.
You can see clips if you haven't seen it. A lot of them are on our Instagram. Give us a follow, Sports Junkies Radio. Also our YouTube page. Mike has done a great job for several months now boosting our YouTube page. I think you follow 106.7 The Fan, and then you can click on Sports Junkies, but lots of clips there. Do give it a follow, because we don't really pump it very much.
Did find it funny after the interview was done. Look, she's busy. She had to hit two other spots, so we could take a picture right outside of the studio. And Mike Marr starts taking photos with his phone, and he's jumping in front of like the real photographer, and like he's taking a picture or two, and Mayor Bowser's like, "All right, let's do this. Let's get this
let's
going."
Yeah, she literally says, "Let's hurry."
Yeah, she's like, she's
she zero
she's
tolerance
all,
for your
she's
dumb
all
picture.
Business, baby. She needs to get to the next stop.
But Mike Marr then acquiesced, got out of the way. As much as you fumbled breakfast, you were not going to fumble your picture.
No, but she was very snappy with it.
She was ready.
She's
to
like,
get
"Hurry,
the
hurry!"
Ready to get the pic done.
She's not taking a big smile to get the picture in, but you know, again, you interjected yourself and got your picture there. There, you were bold.
Good
with
job.
Breakfast, not so bold.
Bulldog.
Well, you were bold there.
You know what he was trying to do, right?
No,
I don't know.
Well, he was trying to virtue signal because he had his Redskins logoed T-shirt on.
You just wanted to make it about you, so she
and then
could
he
see
wanted
that?
he wanted to stand next to the mayor with a big Redskins logo.
Okay, got it.
Is that
so the
bit?
HTTR crowd could high five him?
Is
about
that
it.
Is that true?
Interesting.
I honestly don't know. Is that true?
Hail to the Redskins, baby!
No, but
he did get a picture.
No, I know he did. Did you tell Valdez the boys I want to get a picture next to Mauser in my Redskins gear?
No,
no. Oh. I mean, I'm very observant.
But it was very calculated that he wore that.
There's no doubt he wore that on purpose.
You wore the oldest Redskins polo known to
man. If you were wearing like a SpongeBob T-shirt, would you have stood next to the mayor?
Eh, who cares?
Really?
Yeah, I told you.
So Valdez is actually correct.
Yeah, he's pretty accurate there.
But we talked about it amongst ourselves. None of us delivered, but we all said we were going to maybe wear old Redskins gear.
I didn't understand that bit that much because. I don't think she cares what you call the team.
She said publicly, call them whatever.
I know. You don't understand that this is for the boys for Marr.
Yeah.
So you can have that picture with the logo right next to her and be like,
Do you think that's why she was being a little rude to you because she saw the Redskins say she saw through the bit?
I don't know. Maybe she didn't think it was tight.
That?
No, she was on a schedule. No, she was on a tight
schedule. She
couldn't
care less. How close were you to her when
you
took the picture?
My guess is she didn't even notice.
Like three or four people down. But
you're almost out of the frame. I don't know how.
He just jumped in after we did our picture. So Mayor Bowser was in the middle. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the order.
Doesn't matter.
The four of us are surrounding Mayor Bowser, and then he just jumped on in the end.
Well, he wanted you guys out.
Oh,
the picture,
he did.
But it was so awkward because she was like, hurry, hurry.
Yes.
Nobody had patience for
you. Oh,
you guys.
Secretly want us out?
No. I wanted you guys in.
You should have just said, get out.
No.
I don't need to He wanted to be next to the mayor.
He's lying right now because I know him, and he wanted a solo shot with the mayor, but it was so like uncomfortable.
Because
she was like, get me out of here.
Yeah, she had no tolerance for it.
Yeah.
Wasn't just her.
She saw right through his little bit.
No, she wasn't paying attention.
It wasn't just her, and I know Drab talked about this off air. Her people were all business.
She had a team.
Did not mess around.
No.
They asked about where she was sitting three or four times.
Most of those guys were just chilling, though.
When she moved out of here, the PR woman came back here, and she was all business. They had left something, and it was quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, again...
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
God bless people that want to do that kind of thing. That is a nightmare job. I don't know who would want to do it.
Why would you want to
do 9 million things in one
Even
day?
Even if I were qualified for it, which I'm clearly not, I would have no desire to ever get into politics.
About qualifications.
I guess, you know, you don't really need to be that qualified. You just have to be like an American citizen.
But pretty much just try not to have a scandalous past, and then you can
Try not to have a lot of skeletons in the closet.
I would just have zero desire to do 9 million things in one day.
Zero.
They'd
give you an
stressful
itinerary like that looked like this every day. And you'd be like, I have to be here at 9 a.m. I got to do this at noon.
When am I going to
meet with this person at 2 p.m.? When am I going to take a nap? Where's nap
time
on this list?
Yesterday after the show, I did a lot of stuff with my kids. I really enjoyed that time. But it got to a point where about 5 p.m., 6 p.m., and I just said to my wife, I said, enough already. enough. I need some me time. I literally said enough.
Like my biggest issue today.
I need some me time.
I'm going to go play some cash game at MGM after the show is over, probably till about 2 p.m., then drive on the death loop, hopefully for an hour. I don't know how I'm going to get a nap in. I might have to forego a nap. That's my biggest. That is my biggest hurdle today.
Hard knock life.
Yeah,
it's a tough life. I understand, but people, please feel for me. It's a Friday no nap day for your pal cakes.
Hopefully, you can catch up tonight.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Tear emojis, cakes.
I know nobody's crying for me. I understand. Hey, cry me a river.
I feel for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, everybody's got their own cross to bear. Everybody has it.
Mine's very heavy.
You worked very hard to get to this part.
Understood.
This stage in your life.
Absolutely.
Where you could take a nap.
Sliced.
Not that everybody doesn't work hard, but I mean, you've carved out a career specifically that allows you to nap.
Maybe I could take a 20-minute micro nap before I head to MGM. That could be on the docket.
By the way, when you said when could you golf if you had a job like that? Former presidents and the current president have found a lot of ways,
to play golf. That's not enjoyable. They're flying through. I don't like
Secret
that kind
Service
of golf.
Everywhere. There's somebody in the bushes recording every shot.
Yeah.
You'd be sized to never wait on a tee box in your entire life.
Never wait. That's true.
That part is great.
I don't think I would enjoy that kind of golf, to be honest. You get to play the world's best golf courses.
I don't know how long the president's out playing golf. I do know he's known for driving his cart onto the greens.
Hey, you'd be sized for that.
When you own the golf course, you can do what you want.
So when you own the Turnberry. I mean, what a portfolio.
I'm just saying, not just him. Former presidents, too, have found a way to play plenty of golf.
I wouldn't want to be... all those political jobs, they're psychotic people on some level. I just don't know why they would want to do
that. But hey... Tailgate Ted.
Good job, Tailgate.
Tailgate Ted. Introducing the mayor.
Impressive.
I don't know if you'd call that a pep rally. I don't know what you would call that.
He's the kind of guy that could do politics if he wanted. He is. You know, I have no idea if he's got skeletons.
His speech was pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't click on it. I saw the picture. I just saw the image.
I didn't click on the speech either.
Thank you for joining us.
Here it is.
Now, some of you are probably wondering how Tailgate Ted ended up behind the mic at this press conference.
Third person.
Believe me, I was wondering the same thing. When I got a call from the mayor's office last night, I honestly thought they were asking me to cater the event. Turns out they had something a little more meaningful in mind. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a proud D.C. resident and a diehard Washington Commanders fan.
Play to the base.
I grew up going to games at RFK with my dad. It wasn't just a football stadium. It was a place where the city came alive. It's where champions played, where fans became family, and where so many unforgettable moments were born. Today, we're one step closer to bringing that magic back. The possibility of the Commanders returning to their true home means something deeply personal to so many of us.
If I were a politician, which I will never be, I would have somebody write all my speeches. I would proofread them.
I'm sure people looked at his speech.
I'm sure they did.
If they didn't give
it
to him.
I'm sure he wrote it. I'm guessing he wrote that. But I would have people write my speeches.
Remember that Don Van Natta article about how Snyder was seething because the team was winning?
Yes.
Oh, he's probably so pissed that they're actually going to move to RFK, and he tried for a decade.
You know, it's one thing to be pissed. You wonder... at any point, because this is what I thought of this morning, is that, you know, I was listening to the news and, you know, we're getting closer and closer. Is there any self-reflection on his part? Like, he's a billionaire.
Doubtful.
Probably not.
But there's got to be a moment.
Hey, I don't feel bad for him at all. He had 25 years to turn the team around and make them a winner.
That doesn't mean I feel bad for him. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting he's basically been banished to a boat in, like, Europe somewhere.
Right, good.
They can't even be in the country. Does he realize how, like, all right, Marr fumbled breakfast. This guy fumbled one of the biggest bags in the history of the world. He fumbled the Redskins.
Well, he took an iconic franchise and he drove them into the ground.
Right, and now he's been banished from the country. All of his dreams, none of them, we talked about it yesterday with the mayor. You know, why were they able to get this deal done? No businessman wanted to do business with it.
Nope.
Dan was such a loser. Let's be honest, a lot of these politicians are crooked as hell. They didn't want to do it. They didn't want to be associated with him.
Right. He was toxic. He was
he
that
was
toxic.
He was the toxic
the
one.
The city wanted no part of him.
Yes.
And then a new owner comes in, and within 2 years is
Do you
99% delivering RFK?
Do you think he is self-reflective in a quiet moment alone laying in bed?
I think he's probably angry, blaming other people than himself.
So he never has a moment where he says, you know what? Maybe I did mess
maybe
up.
When he's by himself lying in bed, but he would never admit it
to
anybody.
I think he's so detached from reality that he
that's wild. That
I'm sure he's probably blaming Bruce because wasn't Bruce supposed to deliver the stadium? He probably blames Bruce Allen, probably blames other people.
So do you think like convicted murderers that are on death row, they never say, you know what? I really messed up.
Some will be remorseful.
Right,
sure.
So why wouldn't Dan Snyder at some point
it's possible.
Not even be remorseful, but just understand that I put myself in this position.
It's possible, but knowing what we know about Dan, unlikely.
I don't know. He's still a human being.
And I also don't believe the people who are like, if you just had a drink with Dan Snyder, you'd love him.
No,
he's a guy's guy. You'd love Dan Snyder. I don't think so.
I know that
the
was
the main guy who used to say that to us
Larry.
Ended up getting fired.
Yeah, but I like Larry. Larry was a good guy. He might have flaws. We all have flaws. I like Larry.
I like Larry too.
But I don't understand that bit.
He was also paid by that guy.
Sure, he probably paid
handsomely. Oh, he made a lot of money off that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. That's the number for our text line as well, which is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Hey, it's Morgan Abscher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.